This episode of The Emma Gunn Show is brought to you in collaboration with Philips. Hello, hi, and welcome to a beauty special episode of The Emma Gunn Show and the series Natters That Matter with Philips. Natters That Matter is a series that opens up honest and transparent discussions around body and facial hair, how we view it, how it makes us feel, and how it impacts the way in which we present ourselves to the world to inspire true confidence both inside and out. Hair removal doesn't look the same for everyone, and in this series we're championing individual choice, individuality and self-expression. The Philips Lumea has been designed for long-term hair removal, and because Philips believe that hair removal is a choice, they're keen to discuss the topic in a way that every woman can relate to and identify with. So in this series I'll be speaking to Hernan Kaur, a motivational speaker and social activist, the psychotherapist and coach Lee Pycroft, dermatologist Dr. Sharon Wong, and the writer and columnist Rosie Green. And I'm especially delighted to open up the floor for conversations like this because I'm someone who has managed body and facial hair for as long as I can remember. A hormone imbalance in my teens meant I was shaving, waxing, plucking, and threading from a very young age because I didn't want noticeable hair on my face or body. It's an extremely repetitive pursuit because it's something that has to be constantly managed. But if you're a long-time listener or you follow me on Instagram, you'll know the game very much changed for me when I started using the Philips Lumea and was able, for the first time, not just to manage my unwanted hair, but also reduce it in the long term. One of the things that's so impressive about the Philips Lumea is how you have a device that's safe to use at home, featuring like really sophisticated technology that can give a result of a 92% reduction in just 3 treatments. But in addition to the IPL technology, the success of your treatment relies on using the device on a specific schedule, which is why Lee Pycroft, a psychotherapist and coach, is joining me in this episode to discuss how we make habits and how we can create space in our lives to use the Philips Lumea for optimal results. We also discuss the role of consistency in reaping the rewards of habitual behaviour and what our habits say or don't say about us. Are you ready? The links to the Philips Lumea, the rest of the Natters That Matter series, and where you can find Lee on social media will be in the show notes. But let's get to it. Lee Pycroft, welcome to Natters That Matter with Philips. How are you?
Hello, Emma. I'm very well, thank you. Yes, delighted to be here on Natters That Matter. Very excited to talk to you today.
I always love chatting to you, and I love chatting to you because you're my mate. But I also love chatting to you because you are a psychotherapist and we can really go there when it comes to all sorts of topics.
Yes.
And the topic in particular that we're going to be talking about here is habits. Now, you know this, but for listeners, we're talking about the Philips Lumea. And the Philips Lumea is this brilliant hair reduction device that has incredible technology in it. It's insane innovation that allows you to manage your body hair, your facial hair, you can treat your underarms, your bikini line, everything. Yet you've got all this incredible technology, but it's sort of not worth a damn unless you've got the habit in place to do it on the schedule, which will deliver them the best results. Isn't that right?
Yes, exactly. It is. And I mean, I have to say it's a pretty easy schedule. So in terms of habits, having been using it myself. I think the habit part is an important part of it, but I think it's an easy startup. Let's put it like that.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's exactly this thing. You've got this incredible technology, but it's how you use it and it's when you use it. And I think one of the reasons why I wanted to talk to you about habits is because I've talked a lot about habits on this podcast.
You're a bit of a wizard with habits, aren't you?
And I've talked about daily habits. I've talked about doing habits for a certain amount of time. But actually what I've never really leaned into is the interval of habits. And it's the interval of habits that's so crucial here, because the interval with the Philips Lumea is every 2 weeks. Mm. And you think, well, great, that doesn't sound like a huge amount of input on my end. I just have to do it every 2 weeks. But 2 weeks can fly by, 2 weeks can be easily forgotten. So what we're going to unpick with Lee is how to make a habit stick. So what's the starting point for creating a habit like this?
Well, let's just look at for a moment what we mean by habits. So we're all on the same page. So if you think that habits are small decisions that we make and actions we take each day, right? And they are performed so regularly they become kind of automatic to a situation. Now, we've all got habits, right? We can probably think of many habits we are conscious of, and there'll be many that happen kind of unconsciously. So they really are an accumulation of small decisions that we engage in regularly. So when you think about when you first got up this morning, you know, what did you do? You know, what was your routine? Did you jump on social media? Did you wash your face, you know, meditate? And kind of what you do in the evening, you know? And although I think what we have to remember about habits is they are not about the end goal. They are the systems that help us reach the end goal.
Ooh, and I like that very much. They're not about the end goal. They're about the systems that help us reach the end goal.
Yes, exactly. And I think that what's so common is we think about the end goal a lot, right? Mm. We think about, well, I'm going to create, to get to this end goal. I'm going to get to this place I want to be. But really it's the habits that, although when we do them individually, they don't have seemingly much impact.
Mm.
But when we do them regularly over time, they not only build up to reach the kind of goal that we're looking for, but they also start to influence who we become in the process of that, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about the food you eat on a daily basis, whether you take exercise or not, how much money you spend, your productivity, unless, you know, each small action, one way or the other, whether it's, you know, for that or against it, will take it in one direction or another. And it might, that single event might not mean much, but then they will build up quite quickly. Mm. And it's a psychologist actually called Carl Jung. You probably know him, Emma. And he said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate, right? So we have to be aware of what we're doing.
Yes.
So I think it's common to focus on habits rather than, you know, we want to think focus on that rather than what we want to achieve, and think about the identity of the person that we're going to become in the process of that, you know. I think that's a really important part. But you were saying, so I've probably gone completely off the question you asked me, Emma, which was about the interval part, wasn't it?
Well, actually, I just want to unpick something there, because I think, like, let's look at the consuming impulse here. So for me personally, as somebody who's had to manage body hair since my early teens because of a hormonal imbalance, if I'm picking up, if I'm going to the shop and I'm picking up the Lumea or I'm ordering it online as a consumer, I'm thinking entirely about the end goal, which is I'm thinking about, oh, that day when I don't have to shave my legs again, or I don't have to worry about things. And yet actually what you're saying is, whilst obviously that's got to be in your mind, because that's why you want to use the
framework. Yeah.
That's an end point. If you focus on that only, you're not focusing on the thing that's actually going to get you there, which is the habitual use of the product.
Exactly. And also I think, Emma, the thing is, it's because our culture looks at big wins the whole time. It looks at massive transformations. It looks at, you know, the edited highlights of someone's showreel, if you like. You know, be more, do more kind of thing. And so we can go for these sort of big goals, if you like, but it is these small actions that are manageable, that are achievable, that are small, that will take us there. Because, you know, once you get the big thing, like supposing, you know, you're usually a mayor and you become, you know, hair free in the area that you want to become hair free in, that's great. And then you still need to keep the habit up.
Mm-hmm.
In order to maintain it, same as fitness, same as the food you eat, same as productivity. So it becomes, as for the identity part, it becomes about who we're kind of sculpting ourselves into becoming in the process of that. And I think that where, you know, with habits, often people will make them very big, right? They will do these big actions and so forth. But when we're focused on that big win, it's not going to help us maintain those very small habits. And when we fall off that habit, then we end up feeling bad about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we forget, or something happens. Maybe you've got this great plan, but something happens in your work life, or something happens at home, and you're derailed off that course. And then a person might think, well, you know, I can't do that, or I'm, you know, I've not kept the habit up, and they feel bad about themselves.
Mm.
And this is why when we are doing a habit, we keep it super small to begin with. We just keep showing up no matter what's happening. And that's the beauty about it. When you keep it small and achievable, and that's a great thing about Lumea, because it's not, you know, it's, you know, to do, I've been doing my legs with it and it's taking me maybe 10 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
So it's not a big sort of a big thing that I have to do. But, you know, in that time that I'm creating the habit of doing this, I can also sort of think to myself, well, what's the sort of person that makes time for themselves? You know, so it's less about me not having to do my legs anymore and more about, well, who am I becoming in the process of that? I'm becoming a person that can create time to look after myself. I'm becoming the person that, you know, as part of who I am, I will look after the outside as well as the inside and my environment. And so it's part of a big package. Does that make sense?
Absolutely does. And I think as well, sometimes I think what you touched on there actually is something that, it's that thing, isn't it, of the small habit that you do repeatedly might not pay off. And you might be doing it for a really long time and it still doesn't pay off. But you can't let that derail you. You can't let that demotivate you, because it's not about the one time that you do it and you get the result. It's about the 999 times you did it before.
Oh my gosh, that is so true. So true. There's actually a really great book. Have you heard of it? Atomic Habits. So do you remember
listeners,
the story?
I'm pointing at the bookshelf behind me because Lee and I are on video, and it's pulled out because I just referenced it before we spoke.
Do you remember the story in there about the 1% marginal gains? So basically marginal gains work like kind of compound interest, if you like. Think about when you plant seeds in a garden. Think about, you know, you put the seeds in the soil, you water them, maybe you give them plant food and nothing happens. And you keep watering them and you put them out in the light and still nothing happens. And basically, I think what we have to remember with habits is that we can be putting in the action, but just because we can't see the change yet doesn't mean change isn't happening. It's like with seeds or planting bulbs, you know, the work's going on underground. The roots are taking hold, they're bedding in, this metamorphosis is happening. And there's a great story actually in Atomic Habits. That one I just told you was one of mine. In Atomic Habits, they talk about the British cycling team. I think it was the Sky team actually. And they brought in a new trainer. And the trainer said, you know, we want to win the Tour de France. How are we going to do it? And the trainer worked on this marginal gain system and said, well, okay, we'll create lighter tires on the bikes, we'll get different pillows, we will try different massage techniques, slightly different foods, and all these tiny, tiny 1% changes in lots of different areas, right? And then what happened is suddenly things start to move. And the prediction was they would win the Tour de France in 5 years. And in fact, they won it in three. So the amazing thing is you can build up the habit, because what we have to also focus on is habits are kind of like they follow a routine, if you like. You've got your cue, which is your trigger, right? That tells your brain to go into automatic mode. Then there's your routine. Right. So that's the physical, emotional or mental behavior that you do. And then you've got your reward. Right. This is how the habit loop works, if you like. And so what we have to remember is that when we're aware of that system, then we can add in whatever habits we want to create. And we can add in, also be aware of one in a bad habit loop, or a habit loop that's not working for us, if you like. Because once we know that kind of system, we can start adjusting it either way. If you think of the 1% gains, Emma, and how we don't see things necessarily straight away, of course, this can work negatively too, right? If you're negative about yourself, say you're negative about your body hair and you're talking yourself down or whatever, that 1% in that direction can build up over time too. So we have to really champion ourselves, right? And to help us move towards these very small 1% gains, if you like, that will build up over time, you know. You use the Lumea once, you might not see a difference. use it twice, use it three times, and you start seeing a difference, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think the key is to be really patient. Mm-hmm. You know, in one of the other stories in the book, actually, do you remember the ice cube story?
Yes, increase the temperature by 1 degree, yeah.
Yeah, increase the temperature by 1 degree and nothing happens. And then suddenly it happens. Mm. You know, nothing feels particularly different,
yep.
You know. But because you've kept showing up, you've kept putting in the action, you've kept at it, that's where the change starts happening, you know. Yeah.
It's reminding me, actually, I was moaning to my brother the other day because, you know this, and listeners, if you follow me on social media, I don't post every single day, but you know that I'm pretty good and regimented about and disciplined about working out. And
yes.
my body has changed a lot over a couple of years. And obviously, there's lots of podcasts about that. But I was speaking to my brother the other day and I was moaning about the fact that I'd put on some poundage. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he said, "You're recomping. Isn't it obvious?" I said, "What on earth do you mean?" He said, "Your body's recompositioning." And he grabbed my leg and he said, "That's now muscle. It wasn't muscle before. And please tell me you understand how." So he said, all of those workouts, it's not that they're not working anymore. It's that their results are showing up in a different way.
Yes.
And you're looking at the wrong metric.
Yes. Yeah. It's like shift the perspective, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Shift the lens and see it in a different way. And I think that this is where every time we perform a habit, like you do one of your workouts, whether it's productivity, whether it's, you know, hair removal, whatever it is, we are championing on ourselves, voting for ourselves, for the person who we're becoming in that.
Mm.
So you went from being a person that, rather than thinking of your end goal is I want to be a particular body shape, you focused on the system that was going to take you there, just showing up to work out.
Yeah.
Just showing up. And the thing is when we are setting up a system, we have to keep showing up no matter how much we might try and be derailed, because you are a person then, not about the person that's going to be X, you know, shape, but you are the person that values health. You're the person that values fitness. You're a person that works out three times a week.
Mm.
And that's the part we focus on. The change, the habit of the change, the system of the change that we want to make, you know. And how did that, in terms of your identity, we were talking about the identity piece and who you become. When you talk about that journey, how was that for you? And when you created that habit, how did you stay on that habit when there were times when you might have wanted to be, you might have been derailed of the environment. We can talk about environments in a minute, actually.
Mm.
Wasn't in your favor or whatever.
I think it's something that you said earlier and it just made a light bulb go off, which is why I told that anecdote about my brother and I just now, because it was about not necessarily focusing on the end goal, but trusting that if I do this three times a week, it will work. So it actually plays in completely to Billy Mayer, because if I do this, if I follow the instructions, which have been tested and have been guided, the guidelines and the guidance comes from people who have tested this in laboratory conditions, who have done all the work. So if I trust that process, I'm going to get the results that I want. And it was the same with, it's been the same with lots of things. It's been the same with like my hair loss issues, or it's been the same with looking after my skin. It's trusting that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Doing these things will eventually elicit the result you want. But if you focus too much on the result, as you've said, you can it can actually take the value out of the process.
Yes.
Not the, yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally. So I think, you know, often with sort of when it becomes the ritual, because like if I tidy up my room, we have one room in our house, it's always got loads of stuff in it. If you tidy it the once, you've hit the goal, but then it just goes back, because the system of your life, if anything's taken off, if you go too much out of the flow of your life when cultivating a habit, then you're going to be pulled back in. So that's why, you know, the point of, say you want to run 5K, you start off with running, putting your running shoes by the door.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day you put your running shoes on. And the next time you walk to the gate, and the next time you walk, you don't run. You make it so small that no matter what happens, you can stay on track. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you would never think, I'm going to start running tomorrow and I'm going to run a 5K in 14 minutes, which is, but what Mo Farah does. I don't know what his exact time is. Like, I think he does a 10K in something like 15 minutes. I don't, anyway, but you would never think I'm going to start running and I'm going to run at the pace of Mo Farah, because you know, as well as his genetic predisposition to be able to run that way, and as well as it's his training.
Yes, yes, yes. And isn't that the funny thing, isn't it? Because what we get is, da-da, you know, I've written the bestseller. I've got this body transformation, and we're not showing the systems behind it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, what's actually happened, the showing up, even when you don't want to, you know, the consistency. So an example being, you know, when you're setting up a habit and you need to look at what the habits are in your life already, right? What's already happening that you can bolt this new habit onto? Mm. Because then that acts as your cue, if you like, because you can sort of layer them, if you like. So say you're cultivating a habit and you want to use your Lemaire. You might think, well, what is a habit? You can make two lists, if you like. You can make a list of all the things you're doing already. Maybe you're getting up in the morning, you're having a cup of tea, you're washing your face, you're brushing your teeth. You come in home in the evening, you wash your face again, whatever it is. And that is your cue to then use the device.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you can also do is, say you find that you are getting distracted, or you know, this is brilliant. Actually, they have an app, so you can be sent a reminder. You can be sent a notification to, well, this is your time. Prepare.
Now's
yourself.
A good time. Now's a good time to do your treatment.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. And you might do it, and along with something else that you really enjoy. Mm. So you might be listening to your podcast. It might be putting on your Netflix show. It might be, listening to a piece of music that you love, or reading through, you know, a magazine. So, you know, when you're tagging it on to the habit that you have already, you then perform the new habit, right? Because that's linking it to the habit you have already. So it's easier to remember. That's your cue, your new behavior. And then your reward. Now, in this instance, if it's a difficult one for you, you can be doing something that you find enjoyable. But then the celebration part of the habit is really key, because that's what helps us wire in the kind of, you know, the reward mechanisms, if you like, the sort of little dopamine release. That's the, you know, the neuromodulator of reward and motivation. You know, when we often get a goal, we're delighted and we get this massive dopamine release. But actually, it's also the neuromodulator of motivation. You know, it keeps us going. So when you're sort of sitting there and you say to yourself, I did it, you know, I'm on my way. I've taken a step. I'm headed in the right direction. You know, I'm a person that takes time to look after myself. I'm the person that's created space for me to enjoy this process. It all just adds up and will create this sort of steady transformation towards being not only getting the result you want, but being the person that becomes that. So it kind of has a ripple effect. I mean, if you think of keystone habits, you know, they are often the ones that will have a ripple effect and go into other areas of your life, right?
Mm.
So, you know, an obvious one, exercise again. Someone who exercises becomes a person where fitness is important to them.
Yeah.
They show up no matter what. Even if they can't fit in the whole workout, they still do the pattern of maybe they start in small with 5 squats or something. That they mount up, but say they can't get their 15-minute workout in, they do a 5-minute one because that pattern is still being embedded at that time, right?
Yeah.
Which is the important part of it, you know, and then they do their reward part afterwards, you know. So with the Lemaire, you know, you're creating that space for yourself. You're becoming that person who takes care of yourself. And of course, that can ripple out into other areas of your life where you make time for yourself in other areas too. You know, the fitness, you'll eat better, sleep better, maybe be an easier person to be around. But But when we create time for ourselves and to look after ourselves and to do nice things for ourselves, things where we can kind of think, yeah, you know, I did that for myself. I feel good about that. Mm. If that's important to you, if that's in alignment with your values, you know. And, you know, the other thing, I'm sorry, Emma, is, you know, often people think, well, is a habit, is it annoying to stick to it? But remember, it buys you a certain amount of freedom when we have these systems in place, don't you think?
Yeah.
You know, the systems will buy us time in the long run.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt.
You know.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Because, well, I was going to ask you about procrastination, actually, because I think that's one of the things that can come into play with habits of thinking, oh, I'll just do it tomorrow. But actually, it's the showing up. And one of the things that's really important to Phillips and Lee Mayer, which I really appreciate, is it's a choice.
You know, yeah.
You're not under any pressure to want to remove your body hair or your facial hair or your underarm hair. But if you want to, this is the choice. And I think that's so important in what you were saying.
Definitely.
About habit formation. It's your choice about how you want to show up for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is such a key part of it, actually. You know, there's so much in our culture that tries to influence us in one way or another, and you can get dragged along with the masses. I think that just being aware of where your attention is going and what is important to you, how does this align with your values? Is this something that's important to you? You know, before I became a psychotherapist and coach, I was a makeup artist for many, many years and quite a high profile one. And I have seen the benefits, because I worked in the vulnerable sectors for many years, and I took teams of artists where we used different sort of, you know, makeup, hair, massage, nails, all this kind of thing to help people feel differently about their appearance, right? Because often when we neglect our appearance, that has an impact on also how we view ourselves. So I think that part of being able,
that's one of the things about neglecting one's appearance. Actually, we're talking about choice, I know, but actually neglecting one's personal appearance can be a sign of a deeper issue.
Yes, exactly. Because when we're exhausted by something, exhausted by life, then often one of the first things that goes is looking after our appearance. You know, when you can't get out of bed in the morning, you're feeling particularly low, whatever is going on for you. So it can reflect, right? You know, if we're not bothering to work out, we're not bothering with ourselves because we don't think we matter, then that has an impact overall. So it kind of the inside impacts the outside impacts the inside. So it's having a balance of all of that, I think, is really important. It's not just being overly focused on the outside. It's being able to understand why we're doing something, what is the benefit? Because anything we do, Emma, right, is to feel something. You know, we want to feel something, we want to feel, you know, a certain emotion, if you like. And if removing your hair for you feels is something that is A, going to save you time in the long run, is something that you think you're going to benefit from, then that is your choice, you know. And that's the important part, I think, to really focus on. Because I, you know, as I said, in a vulnerable sense, I've seen how it can help boost someone's sense of well-being and sense of self when they make that time for themselves. And have a ripple effect in many other ways.
It's like you say, if you do something daily, weekly, every fortnight, monthly, or what have you, and then way down the line, you can look and say, oh, I'm really pleased with that. There's no one else to thank but you for showing up on all of those occasions and putting the effort in, whatever it might be.
Yeah. And I think what you were saying about, you know, procrastination is this is where when you're keeping the habit small, you know, when you're working up to it, and I mean with the Lemaire, it's pretty small. You know, it's the first one, you know, my legs took me 10 minutes, but obviously if you're doing another, you know, your underarms or something, it's probably gonna take you less time. And the thing is often as a task, if I'm working with someone who procrastinates a lot, I'll say, okay, so the idea is you have to schedule this, right? You have to put it in your schedule. We can't sort of set ourselves a task and say, well, I'll do it this week. We have to schedule it. So, okay, like you're tagging it on to after brushing your teeth on a Monday night and in July and then a Monday, a Tuesday night in August and so forth, whatever it is, or every 2 weeks, whatever your schedule is, whether you're doing every month or every couple of weeks. So you've got that and then you focus on it for 10 minutes. That's it, you know, or less time. And that's why this is great, because the time you need to do it is very short anyway.
Yeah.
Because as a task, I might say to someone, we'll only do something for 2 minutes. You're not allowed to do it for more, or you're not allowed to do it for longer than 10 minutes. you have to get up for after 10 minutes. And what happens is people who procrastinate a bit, they tend to sit down, and once they've actually started, then they find they've actually sat there for way longer. But of course, you know, if you're using Lumet, you don't sit there for longer. But the point is it's an easy win from that procrastination point of view.
I think the thing that really surprises me about the Lumea is the fact that you sit down to do it and you think, gosh, I'm holding in this device all of this technology that used to only be available in clinic. Yeah. So the innovation to be able to put this in the palm of your hand in your home. And my ritual, listeners, is I tend to go to bed early on a Sunday night because it's probably PTSD from school, let's face it, is this idea of like being super prepared for the Monday morning. So I I sit down, put something on at 9 o'clock, and I will think, right, Lumea time. And you realize that it's all done by the time you get to the first ad break of the program that you're watching.
Yeah, it's not great if you want a whole thing of Netflix, is it? No, I mean, it's incredibly easy, and it's great because it's, you know, an IPL technology. It gently puts your hair to sleep, preventing regrowth from the root. And what I found actually helpful with it, because I've been using it on my legs, I was saying, is it has a smart skin sensor. So it will detect your skin tone and indicates the most comfortable and effective light setting for you. It's super, super easy to put together and actually use. And there's different attachments for different body parts, you know, on your face, bikini area, underarms and so forth. And the attachments are really easy to replace. And then
they just slot in and slot out.
They literally slot in and slot out, and up to 92% hair reduction in just 3 treatments, you know. So I'm doing mine for 2 weeks. I do it once every 2 weeks for 3 sessions, and then the maintenance schedule. I think also the fact that it's cordless, or you can use it plugged in, is great, isn't it? Makes it so very handy. Easy and sort of travel friendly, if you like.
And well, that's the thing. If you have a habit and suddenly, I mean, I know that no one's really traveled for a while, but if you do, if you have a weekend away, it's not actually going to take up a huge amount of space in your bag.
No, and it comes in a lovely bag as well.
It comes in a quilted number.
A nice quilted number, exactly. And the fact that when we're talking about prompts, remember I was talking about the cue, the trigger that tells you, because you can download the app and you can create your personalized program with treatment reminders. And there's lots of tips and tricks and commonly asked questions on there. So that notification reminds you, so you can schedule it. Mm-hmm. You can then do the behavior and then reward yourself afterwards, you know, on my way. So I think it's that part is really good. And I think, you know, I think you can also pay for it in installments, can't you? In monthly installments, which is really handy as well, if you're in a situation where you don't want to pay for it all up front.
I think what I like about the app as well is we can talk about habit formation and what have you, but sometimes it can be really intimidating to use something like that. If previously you've been using, if you think about other hair removal techniques, they're not as technical in any way, shape or form. And the fact that you've got the app that kind of holds your hand through it and tells you how to position things. So even though it is for your benefit, you're kind of not on your own when you're doing it, which I kind of really like. Tell you what
go on.
I was going to ask you actually about, because we're coming to the end of our time together, but I was going to ask you about breaking a bad habit, because if we're talking about the habits that we implement or put in place so that we become a better version of ourselves, or you know, they sort of slowly begin to shape our identity, who we are and who we want to show up to be. What if you have bad habits that you think, you talked right at the right at the top of the show, what do you do first thing when you wake up? Yes, I do check social media immediately. And I know that that's not a great habit, Lee. You don't have to tell me or send me a WhatsApp after this and tell me off. I really do know. But how do you break something like that when obviously it's a habit that I haven't even tried to make?
Yeah, this is interesting, isn't it? This is what I was saying about the Carl Jung quote, you know, where we have to make what's unconscious conscious. And I think that's where breaking the pattern down, you know, and often people who I'll speak to are trying to get away from a habit. We have to replace, put something in its place and shift the pattern. So say you're waking up and the first thing you do when you really break that pattern down is you're sitting up in bed, you're picking up your phone, you're going on social media, you're scrolling and so forth. What might happen then in order to change that is you leave your phone outside your room. Mm. You get up and you have a drink of water instead. You go downstairs and you start to break the pattern down and put in new things in its place that are more rewarding. Yeah. You know, it's really creating an awareness of what the pattern is, how you can disrupt that pattern. And also, Emma, I think the really amazing thing we can do when creating a new pattern and breaking an old one is to visualize how we want to be, back to the identity part, because the imagination is one of our most powerful natural resources. So when you are imagining the person you want to become, who is the person that gets up in the morning and maybe goes downstairs, allows themselves that space before they pick up their phone, right? Visualize it in your mind of you getting up, drinking a glass of water instead, maybe doing a few stretches, whatever the habit is that you want to replace with that, you know? And the vivid use of our imagination can help us mentally rehearse this new habit or breaking the old one, which can be incredibly useful for people in order to, you know, actually enact that in real life, if that makes sense.
It does. I've been, honestly, this has been such a helpful conversation. And I really appreciate your insights on habit formation, because as you say, they are so powerful. They might seem like little things, but it's the cumulative benefit and the accumulation of all of these things that really do. They're really quite profound.
They are really profound. And I think it also creates a situation where we can be much kinder to ourselves. We can be much more human with ourselves rather than waiting for this sudden thing to happen that then we're going to be happy. You know, we can just enjoy each part of it and enjoy the process of something. Yeah. Because when we can embed these in, then, you know, our life becomes an easier journey in total, you know?
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much for your time and your insights. Listeners, the links to Lee and obviously the Phillips Lee Mayer will be in the show notes. But Lee, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Take care, everyone.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you found that conversation useful in steering you towards the choices that will empower you. The links from everything we discussed will be in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. The links to the Phillips Lee Mayer will also be in the show notes, and it's where you can find any further information about the device, how to use it, and payment options. If you'd like to carry on the conversation, you can email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram, where I'm @EmmaGunns. Or if you'd like to discuss choices around hair removal with thousands of your fellow listeners, then click the link in the show notes to join the Facebook forum. You have to answer a couple of questions and agree to the forum rules, but once you're in, you can join one of the many conversations going on right now within that lovely community. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.